Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today's presentation is Linda Musman's adaptation of Georg Büchner's novella Lenz, translated by Hedwig Rapolt and performed by Claudia Bruce and Semi Frangioglu.
For today's program, we present the second part of the performance work, Lenz, written by Georg Büchner in 1835. This is a new translation by Hedwig Rapolt, adapted as a spoken opera for the stage by Linda Musman, with vocals performed by Claudia Bruce and a prepared piano and flute performed by Semi Frangioglu. This performance documents the struggle of a person dealing with madness. Büchner's novella was based on notes taken by Pastor Oberlin on Lenz's struggle with schizophrenia. Lenz's journey through the landscape is part of the way his mind is described by Büchner. In 1981, 32 years ago, I was deeply engaged with the search for ways that use sound and, particularly, the voice as a way of expressing human emotion outside of the meaning of the text. The sound of Claudia's voice, the way it travels, marks the journey of Lenz. The music supports the voice and the text. Not totally melodic, its job is to travel with the voice on this journey of sound. As Lenz travels, so do the sound of the voice and the accompaniment. The text was scripted by me. Claudia took those designs and created the way to make it work in Sprechstimme mode. Sometimes the voice and the sound merge. The physical space where the performance occurred was constructed to create a maximum effect. The roofing tin that lined the space made a complete sound environment. Later, this production was produced by German radio WDR in Cologne and was recorded in a sound room, especially for radio. Klaus Schoening's program offered people like Claudia and me a chance to construct work for the radio and for another audience. The radio text was spoken in German and English, featuring the vocal design and the music from the original production. WDR also commissioned TSL's adaptation of another Büchner work, Danton's Death. These were great opportunities for our work to be heard beyond the New York City audience in the last century. Now you are ready for part two of Lenz, remastered by Gerald von Stoddard. Thanks for listening.
Finally, it was time to leave. Lenz was taken across the street. The parsonage was too crowded. Lenz was given a room in the schoolhouse. Lenz went upstairs. It was cold. There, a large room, empty, a tall bed in back. Lenz placed the light on the table and paced up and down. Lenz reflected on the events of the day, how he had come here, where he was, the room in the parsonage with its light and the dear faces. And felt on the but nothing was left to fill it. The light was extinguished. The darkness devoured everything. Lance was gripped by an unspeakable fear. Lance leapt up. He ran through the room, down the stairs, out of the house. But in vain, all was dark. Nothing. Was not deep. He splashed in it. Having alarmed these Horseback, broad mountain expanses. heights to a close winding valley that extended in many directions high into the mountain's great masses of rock, widening at the base not much forest but all. Somber hues, a westerly view into the land and up into the mountain chain which stretched in a straight line from south to north and whose mighty peaks stood dream, vast masses of light at times welling up from the valley like a golden stream, then again clouds hovering on the highest peaks, and then of sunlight like a flying silvery web. No noise. No movement. No bird. No thing. Now, nearby, now, distant. Some specks also appeared, skeletons of huts, boards thatched with straw, black, somber in color. The people, silent and grave, as though they were afraid to disturb the stillness of the valley, gave a quiet greeting as they rode by. Inside the huts, things were lively. People crowded round Oberlin, who guided, advised, comforted everywhere, trusting looks and prayers. There was talk of dreams, premonitions, and quickly on to practical life. Road building, canalization, a visit to the school. Oberlin was untiring, Lance's steady companion now. Involved in conversation now. In business now. In the contemplation of nature, it all had a wholesome and soothing influence on him. Lance often had to look Oberlin in the eye. And the powerful tranquility which overcomes us in the presence of nature in repose in the deep forest, in moonlit melting summer nights, seemed to him even nearer in this restful eye, this venerable grave face. Lance was shy, but he made remarks. His conversation was very pleasant to Oberlin, who took great delight in Lance's charming child like face. But only as long as the sunshine lay in the valley were things bearable for Lance. Toward evening, Lance was haunted by a strange fear. He would have liked to run after the sun. As the objects turned shadowy by degree, all seemed dreamlike to Lance, and repugnant Lance was gripped by fear like children who sleep in the dark. Lance felt as if Lance were blind. Now the fear grew, the demon of madness at his feet, the desperate thought rose up before him that it all was nothing but a dream. Lance clung to every object, thinking and shapes were running past him. Lance pressed against them, they were shadows. Life was drained from Lance, and his limbs were rigid. He spoke, he sang, he recited passages from Shakespeare. Each reached for everything that used to make his blood flow faster. He tried everything but cold, cold. Then he had to get out into the open. A few spots of luminosity diffused by the night made Lance feel better. Once his eyes had got used to the dark, Lance flung himself into the fountain. The harsh shock of the water helped Lance. He also secretly hoped for a sickness. He did his bathing now with less noise. Adjusted to his life, the calmer he got. He assisted Oberlin. He sketched. He read the Bible. Old abandoned hopes rose in him. The New Testament became real here. when Oberlin told. Hum ho, an invisible hand had held him on the bridge. Ho, a radiance had dazzled his eyes on the mountain top. How he had heard a voice. How something had talked to him in the night, and how God was dwelling within him so fully that he would draw lots childlike to find out what. Everlasting heaven in life. This being in God. Nature came so close to people all in heavenly mysteries, not powerfully majestic, but still familiar. One morning he went outside. Snow had fallen during the night. The valley was filled with bright sunshine. But farther away, the was half hidden in mist. He soon went off the path and up a gentle slope. No more footprints. A pine forest. One side, the sun reflected in crystals, the snow was light and flaky here. And their tracks of game. Impressed in the snow. Into the No. Motion of the air other than a soft breeze or the flutter of a bird lightly dusting the flakes off its tail. Everything so still, and the trees far into the distance with swaying white feathers against the deep blue air. Lance felt more and more comfortable, the monotonous vast expanses and lines which sometimes seemed to speak to him in mighty voices were shrouded. Lance was overcome by an intimate feeling of Christmas. At times, Lance thought that his mother was about to step forward from behind a tree large as life and tell him that all these were Christmas gifts from her. As he went downhill, Lance saw that a rainbow of rays was forming round his shadow. Lance felt as if something had touched him on the forehead, the essence of things spoke to him. Lance went back. Oberlin was in the room. Lance went to him cheerfully and told him he would not mind giving a sermon once. Are you a theologian?
Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera, the National Theater of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org and tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another edition of Time and Space Limited Presents TSL Radio Theater.